Types of distribution centers. Distribution center types to consider include private, public, contract, and in transit. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines private and public warehouses as follows. Private warehouse. A company-owned warehouse. Public warehouse. The warehouse space that is rented or leased by an independent business, providing a variety of services for a fee or on a contract basis. These services can include product inspection, product rating, and repackaging. These facilities are typically located near primary roads, railways, or inland waterways to facilitate rapid receiving and shipping of products. Organizations can own or lease their own warehouses, which are called private warehouses, but sufficient volume is required to make this a cost-effective alternative. Manufacturing organizations will often use private warehousing for their raw materials and finished goods at the plant. These warehouses should be sized appropriately for the volumes they store and the storage method selected. An in-transit warehouse is not really a warehouse at all, but a reflection that, in a large network, a certain amount of average inventory will regularly be stored in the form of transportation payload capacity, truck trailer, railcar, etc. This can reduce total demand for distribution centers. Public warehousing involves third parties offering warehouse space to the public. This might be warehouse space offered on a first-come, first-served basis or dedicated space arranged through a contract. A contract warehouse is a form of public warehousing with a longer contract agreement. Contract warehouses are often used to enable postponement processes to occur because the contracts can arrange for placement of capital equipment in the warehouse and provide for special operator training on equipment use. Public warehousing may be used, for example, to allow an organization to focus on its core competencies, to provide a fast solution to warehouse under capacity, for example, such as for a fast-growing product, to test entry into a new market, to serve as a regional warehouse, or to allow for seasonal inventory accumulation. The advantages of public warehouses include that they are flexible and the space used can be increased or decreased in size easily. A disadvantage may be that these services are provided on a for-profit basis and costs may be higher in the long term. Exhibit 7-24 summarizes the advantages and disadvantages of private and public warehouses.